Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this past week when I joined you for my reflection, I mentioned the power of fasting and why we do this during Lent. And I want to begin very briefly with that fasting because it is a nice prelude to the remarks I want to make on the gospel readings for this past Sunday and the next two Sundays. Fasting and prayer are sort of a requirement during Lent so that we might rid ourselves of distractions, of irrelevancies, of things that may clutter up our minds and hearts, and open up a space for the message that our Lord Jesus wants us to receive. And you may notice that as we continue into the season of Lent, the emphasis and the direction of our prayers and our scripture readings at Mass transition from a concentration on the call to conversion upon our own habits of life, our turning away from sin toward the light of the gospel, but now more and more the focus is on Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? What does his life teach us? How, in fact, did he reveal to us not only the power and love of God, but also the meaning of our humanity? And as part of this reorientation of focus on Christ, on the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent, we read three powerful passages from the Gospel of John. These three passages have long been part of that final Lenten preparation of the catechumens for the reception of the sacraments and their incorporation into the body of Christ, the Church. And as the catechumens are preparing for their entrance in the Church, the members of the Church are called upon to renew their faith, to deepen their connection with Christ as he is present within his body, the Church. And as we hear these three passages, we are asked to consider an aspect of our Lord, his person, and his message that really is rooted in something that Jesus said in the Gospel of John. When he came to define who he is, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the meaning of these three terms, way, truth, and life, are the background for the gospel passages that we will hear. Now, this past Sunday, the third Sunday of Lent, we read the account of the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well of Jacob. And in that encounter, our Lord had the opportunity for speaking about water and thirst. Now, all of us have had that experience of being thirsty. All of us understand the fundamental necessity of water for the sustenance of human life. And it was because of that that the Samaritan woman had come to that well. And it becomes an opportunity for our Lord to speak of another kind of thirst. It is a deeper thirst for life, a thirst for knowledge and truth, a thirst for being understood, for being loved, a thirst for a sense of purpose and direction. And our Lord begins to tap into this deeper thirst by telling the woman that he has living water, and those who drink of that living water will never thirst again. Now, of course, to call it living water was for Jesus to underscore what people at his own time thought of as water that was flowing, that was fresh, in contradistinction to the water that the woman was drawn from that well that often became brackish and unpleasant. But as the woman began to listen, she said, "Well, Lord, if this is true, give me that living water always." But our Lord takes that misunderstanding to draw the woman deeper and deeper into the reality of the person before whom she is standing. And our Lord looks deep into her heart, revealing her thoughts, moving her to realize that before her stood a person who is speaking truly of God, speaking to her heart, and drawing her toward that living water. This is our Lord saying to the woman, "I am the way. It is through me that you come to quench that deeper thirst that you have, that you come to know not only God, but yourself. For God is the desire of all hearts." And as the preface of the Mass of the third Sunday said, Jesus prepared that woman by drawing out her faith and allowing her to understand that her desire deep within her being was the desire for God and for life. On the fourth Sunday of Lent, we read a passage from the ninth chapter of the Gospel of John, the account of the man born blind. And it was the encounter with this man born blind that our Lord began to establish who he was and what he had come to accomplish. It's an interesting story because the man had been waiting by a pool for some sort of cure, and our Lord simply came up to him and rubbed a mud on his eyes. And our Lord simply said to the man, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam, and then you will see." Now, it's interesting that the man doesn't specifically ask for a cure from Jesus, but the cure creates a deep interest in this man who did this, because there was a feeling that the man was born blind because of some sin, either a sin of his or his parents. And our Lord simply said, "It was not because of sin, but the man was born blind that you might see the glory of God." And as the man got used to being able to see, and as he was questioned by the crowds, "Who did this? Who is this man?" And under that opposition, he came to understand, step by step, who it was that cured him. His eyes were open. And as his eyes were open, so very slowly was his mind and his heart. And facing that external opposition, called the man to make a deeper and deeper act of faith, until he could honestly say, "This indeed is the Son of God, the Messiah." And in receiving his sight, he began to understand what our Lord meant by saying, "I am the truth. Open your minds, open your hearts, open your eyes to what stands before you." And in seeing what the Lord had given and understanding who he is, he then gave his life over entirely to him. It is ironic that the people who around him could see physically remained blind to the person of Jesus Christ and his meaning. And the blindness that our Lord cured in the man was made all the more significant by curing any blindness of heart or mind. Jesus is the truth. And finally, on the fifth Sunday of Lent, we turn to the 11th chapter of John, which is the story of the raising of Lazarus, our Lord's friend. This is an extraordinarily dramatic presentation. But at heart, what it really meant was that in Jesus Christ, God is revealed as a God of life, not of death. That death came into the world as a result of sin. But in Jesus Christ, we have the victory. It is not that Jesus simply dismisses the power of death in our natural world. He himself, even while raising Lazarus, knew that he was facing his own death. But what he taught us was that death is not the final story. Even though Lazarus was to die again, he realized that even in this second death, he was not to be captured by death, but was allowed to await that final consummation of the world. So in the victory of Christ, we are called upon to lose the fear of death. That fear is the final work of a fallen nature. We understand that we all are going to be subject to a natural death. But it is not the final chapter. In Jesus Christ, in the power shown by the raising of Lazarus, we understand that God has called us to life, and that life abundantly, a life that will not be ended by any natural event such as death. So in clinging to Christ, we cling to life. And in these three accounts of the Sundays of Lent, we are called to a deeper belief in Christ, and in that deeper belief, in seeing what is true, what is the way, what is the life, we come to understand that the Greek word for way is hodos. We get our word exodus from it. And it is in following the way of Christ that we are on an exodus, an escape from captivity to misunderstanding, to ignorance, to sin, in order to pass into the land of life and light and the power of God's love. In all this, in our belief, in our clinging to Christ, we can immerse ourselves in the ultimate joy of Easter.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.